with Andy Wint.
Mastermind, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Wednesday, 3rd of March, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island and background to the news. Sport, business, Sea-Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person tonight. 17 new cases of COVID-19. That's 70 active cases and three people in Nobles Hospital on the way. Details of this afternoon's COVID briefing and the review of the steam packet affair. We may lose pubs this time round, says the LVA. Vaccines get wasted. It's not unusual, apparently. And what the lockdown means for Manx football, all on lockdown three, day one.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, these are your update news headlines. Fastamai, Tessa Hawley.
Fastamai, there are now 70 active cases of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man. That includes 17 which have been detected in the last 24 hours. Three people are in hospital. There is widespread transmission of coronavirus across the island. That's the admission from the Director of Public Health. 14 of the 70 active cases are now unexplained. Schools on the island are close to reaching capacity. It's led to a plea from the Education Minister for parents to think seriously about whether they need to send their children in. The number of children who've attended educational facilities today is more than double that of the last lockdown. Further afield, the Chancellor has delivered his budget aimed at helping businesses through the pandemic, but also starting to pay back the bill for that. Rishi Sunak has promised an extra £65 billion for firms and workers to recover from COVID-19. Nicola Sturgeon's insisted she had no motive, intention or desire to get Alex Salmond. The Scottish First Minister has acknowledged a serious mistake was made in the handling of allegations against him in 2018, but is standing by the process. And the Duke of Edinburgh's condition is said to be slightly improving, but he hurts at moments, according to his daughter-in-law, Camilla. Prince Philip has spent over 2 weeks in hospital undergoing tests for a pre-existing heart condition and treatment for an infection. Those are your headlines. News in full at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Tessa, from the Irish Sea Weather Desk at the Ronalds Way Met Office. No warnings out at sea for the next 24 hours on the Isle of Man tonight. Dry and cloudy, light northeasterly through the night down to 3 degrees. There's some lingering fog around. The matrix signs on the mountain road showing fog patches at Sulby, Bigarrow, Ramsey and Hilbury. For tomorrow, Thursday, Jourdain dry and cloudy, a light to moderate east northeasterly, becoming moderate or fresh, perhaps bringing in some light rain tomorrow evening, up to 7 degrees during the daytime. The overnight minimum is freezing point, so a cold start Friday morning. Jahenya, patchy frost, variable cloud, then sunny intervals, and a moderate east-southeasterly, top temperature 5 degrees. Sunset at a minute before 6 this evening. Low water, 23 minutes to 9. High water, 27 minutes past 2 a.m. Sunrise tomorrow morning, a minute past 7. And low water, 12 minutes to 9.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
There are now 70 active cases of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man. With a breakdown on the figures, here's Tessa back.
So let's take a look at those figures. The 70 active cases include 17 which have been detected in the last 24 hours. Three people are in hospital. 14 of the cases are from unknown sources. 300 households across the Isle of Man have been asked to self-isolate. It's the first time that cases have reached double figures since the 16th of April last year. Today's figures also mark the sixth highest daily total of cases since the start of the pandemic.
The news from Tessa Hawley on Manx Radio. Let's go to the media briefing today. The island witnessed the largest jump in COVID figures since April last year. 17 new cases in the past 24 hours, up to 70 now. Howard Quayle's warned you, the public, to expect a significant spike in active cases in the coming days as the outbreak takes hold. The chief minister was asked by the media to explain the gloomy forecast.
I've looked to see what's happened in Jersey and Guernsey, who have sadly been through this process ahead of us, where I think Jersey peaked at just under 1,000 cases, active cases at the time, Guernsey at about 400 active cases. We're obviously dealing with a new variant. We've seen a number of cases since last night that have come in, which has been a significant increase. This is not something that we've had in the past. Now, when we agreed to lock the island down, we moved pretty quick. I think we told you what was happening yesterday. We shut down this morning, and I think we've been as quick. If you look at when we've shut down before, it's been exactly the same times. We have obviously waited for the data to show that we do have a problem, because if we locked down and it was a false call, then we would have had severe criticism from the public that we'd gone into a lockdown without all the correct data. So, you know, we listen to the advice that we get. We've called it as quickly as possible. There's been no change in from previous lockdowns in the speed with which we've done it. It's just, it would appear that the new variant does move quicker, and therefore we are expecting to see more cases. But we have, I'm not being pessimistic, I'm just trying to prepare people that instead of being told that there's been an extra 2-3 cases maybe overnight, we could be looking at a significant number. What I've seen in the past is you get a spike over a week and then it comes down and you get on top of it, and that's what I expect to happen. But I'm just trying to set the scene that if people see increases of 20, 30 in a day, that is not to be unexpected. So I'm just trying to prepare people so that we don't have a panic going forward.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
So has this community outbreak spread from the steam packet? It seems likely, according to the Director of Public Health, Dr. Henrietta Ewart.
We're always interested in persons, times and places. And with the 14 unexplained cases, we cannot at the moment find any links between the persons, either those 14 cases or those in the known cluster, or the places are becoming more widely spread, but we can in terms of time, and the timing certainly indicates that it's spread from that original cluster, but through missing links, people who for whatever reason didn't get picked up or did get picked up and haven't followed their the guidance they've been given for self-isolation, and we'll probably never know the actual explanations for all of that.
So just for absolute clarity there, Dr. Ewart, are you fairly confident that this community outbreak is perhaps in some way linked to the steam packet cluster?
Yes, that would certainly have to be our working hypothesis until we've any reason not to think that. It doesn't seem to link in time to any other events, such as other travellers who come across the border. Again, we can't always be absolutely sure about that, because not all travellers opt for the testing programme. So there will be some travellers who we do not know what status they were at any point, or indeed whether or not they breached self-isolation. But on the evidence we have and the timings that we have, the hypothesis would still be that it's related to the steam packet outbreak.
The Chief Minister's confirmed he's ordered a review into the confusion over self-isolation rules for the Isle of Man steam packet company. But Mr. Quayle stopped short of making it an independent inquiry. Manx Radio's Tim Glover put it to him that the Cabinet Office had been asleep at the wheel.
A lot of fire's been directed at the steam packet, but don't you need to look a bit closer to home to Cabinet Office, who will have issued a company direction notice, and then 11 months later, it's not being complied with, it's found out. There was an attempt, I think, to sweep it under the carpet somewhat on Sunday, but wasn't someone at Cabinet Office asleep at the wheel here? And does this not need a full and independent inquiry?
Yeah, well, I have actually asked the Chief Secretary, Tim, to do a review of the situation so we can learn from it to ensure that it doesn't happen again. Obviously, it has happened. It was a genuine misunderstanding with the steam packet making their English UK team follow the rules, but not the Manx team. The key defence is not necessarily that element. It was the wearing of PPE on board the ship to stop the transmission between the two crews, because obviously the Manx crew never went off. But yes, I have asked the Chief Secretary to have a review so that we can learn from this. We should always learn when problems happen, and this isn't any different. But I think it has been a genuine misunderstanding, and yes, we must learn from this, but I don't want it to be a witch hunt.
Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Good evening. Thanks for joining Manx Radio for update this evening. It's 20 to 6 now. Ben McCree left Heysham at 2 o'clock. She arrived early, about 20, 25 minutes ago in Douglas Harbour, safely on the link span, and she'll be leaving for Heysham at 7.45 this evening, arriving there at 11:30. The overnight departure, 2.15, back in Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
There's a warning that some pubs in the Isle of Man may be lost due to the latest lockdown, according to the chairman of the LVA, the Licensed Victuallers Association. He's calling for more government support. He's Jeff Jochen, who manages the Albert in Douglas as well.
We employ a lot of people through the pubs in the Isle of Man, as do small restaurants, as do hairdressers, etc., etc. And really, they've got to rethink the amount they're giving for these lockdowns. People are in dire straits now. The pub industry, especially the wet trade, which is my style of pub in the Albert and Douglas, and there's a lot of pubs like that in the Isle of Man, are community meeting places. And it's been proved in these last two lockdowns, there's a lot of damage done to people's mental health. Even mine and even other landlords have felt life is so different now. We have to have this pub environment. It is the main meeting place for people. They come out and it's their only way of communicating with other people in a relaxed atmosphere. That is so important to their mental health that the pub has to be supported so that when we come out of this, there are meeting places for people. Because the way it is, people who are young in the trade, all right, I can take a hit by dipping into savings. But that's not the point. There's a lot of pubs who are younger in the industry who are now really struggling.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions.
If you charge your customers using Visa and MasterCard, you could be facing higher credit card transaction fees in April, when Visa and MasterCard are expected to raise interchange fees on some purchases. The Wall Street Journal reported today that Visa is looking to increase fees for online transactions at restaurants, and MasterCard's expected to do the same for purchases made at smaller supermarkets. Small merchants often ask their customers to pay with cash to avoid the interchange fees charged by banks, but the pandemic, of course, has forced their hand as people now conduct almost all their shopping digitally. Brexit's made exporting to the EU no longer worthwhile for many British companies. Nearly a quarter of British exporters say they plan to reduce or even stop their trading activities with the EU in the next 12 months, according to a survey from the British Chamber of Commerce. Meanwhile, German exports to the UK dropped by almost a third in January with Brexit, the pandemic, and exporters adjusting to the new rules named as the main reasons.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions. Make more empowered decisions about your international payments. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK stocks gained on the latest budget statement by Rishi Sunak in Westminster. The US dollar remained broadly weaker. Oil rose, gold slid. And in corporate news, travel and leisure stocks were top performers, with IAG and Whitbread making strong showings. House builders also in the green after the UK Chancellor of the Exchequer confirmed that stamp duty holiday will be extended, and announcing a mortgage guarantee scheme provided for 95% mortgages for first-time home buyers. And the numbers now at 5 o'clock. This is from Ramsey Crookall. The FTSE 100 up 0.9% at 6,675 at the close. DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.3% at 14,080. And in New York City, just after 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones Industrial up 0.3% at 31,509. The tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, down 0.6% at 13,275. And the S&P 500 in Chicago down 0.25% at 3,862. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 39.8 cents and €1 15.8 cents. And 20 South African rand 97.4 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold down 1% at $1,719 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up 2.5% at $64.16.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crickell, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrickell.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
And if you're listening to this update as a podcast wherever and whatever time in the world, thank you for joining Manx Radio. The Manx Health Minister, David Ashford, says there's lots of reasons why vaccine may be wasted, and it's not unusual in a mass vaccination programme. It's after a written House of Keys answer revealed 15 jabs were binned in 1 week in February. David Ashford said the island's wastage levels are low compared to other jurisdictions and are set back at misinformation on social media.
It's not actually the case the way it's being reported on social media. It's not wholly accurate the way some of that reporting seems to have gone out, and the context seems to have been lost as well. So, as I said, this came from a written answer to Tim Walsh yesterday around the level of vaccine wastage. We have to be clear, there will always be in any vaccination programme a level of vaccine waste for various reasons, such as half doses left in vials, mixing processes, etc. But also, once a multi-dose vial has been opened, it has a relatively short shelf life. In fact, the best way to minimise wastage is to have a mass vaccination hubs, which is exactly what we have done. You will never, with any vaccination process, have zero wastage. That just is not physically possible. It is also the case, of course, that at the end of the day, due to no-shows, there may be vaccine left. To be clear, we already have a list of people in the vaccination categories being done at any one time that we can bring forward at short notice to be vaccinated. And this does happen daily. Each day we have a list of 10 people who can be called up at short notice to be vaccinated, who are within the vaccination categories we are already being doing. But there will always be days where, for whatever reason, there is a very small level of wastage. I actually think context is always very important. The waste being referred to in context is 0.15% of vaccines delivered to people. That's less than one vaccine every 2 to 3 days. That is much lower than any other jurisdiction's wastage that I can find, and also substantially better than most normal vaccination programmes.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rhiann Evans.
Fastamai, good evening. Well, the second week of the Castle Cabs Premier League snooker action took place on Saturday. The second match of the night was a rematch of the Champion of Champions group final in December, where Paul Smith caused an upset, knocking out 5 times Ireland champion Daryl Hill. Hill made up for the defeat with an emphatic victory, producing the league's first 6-0 scoreline with breaks of 41, 42 and a 54 clearance along the way. Now that all players have played at least one match, Daryl Hill sits at the top of the table on 3 points and a +6 frame difference, whilst John Kenish and Tom Miller remain in the top four following their 4-2 wins last week on 3 points and +2. The full table can be viewed on the Isle of Man BSA website, the link to which can be found on this story on the Manx Radio Sports page. Rugby players around the island could be in for shortened versions of the Manx Plate and Cup this year, as the latest lockdown brings all sport to a halt once again. All rugby-related activity is on hold for the duration of the 21-day circuit breaker, and committee members are brainstorming ways to get the most out of the stop-start 2020-2021 season. The Manx Executive Committee, which runs rugby in the Isle of Man, is continuing to monitor the situation and plans on releasing a programme of fixtures to the traditional end of the season as soon as lockdown has ended. This is likely to be based around shortened versions of the planned Manx Cup and Plate competitions, but will depend on the amount of time available. The committee goes on to add, theoretically, it is possible to extend the season. However, the harder grounds that come with the summer months make this option less likely. Further afield in cricket, and England thrashed New Zealand by 7 wickets in the first 2020 of the 3-match series in Wellington. The tourists took regular wickets to dismiss the White Ferns for only 96 in the final over. Danny Wyatt made 33 and Tammy Beaumont 25 for England, putting on 59 for the first wicket before captain Heather Knight was run out for a duck. But Nat Skiver, who scored 26 not out, and Amy Jones guided England home with 4 overs to spare.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Open as normal during this circuit break.
10 to 6, the 10 to 5 patient transfer, Loganair to Liverpool, left 15 minutes late. At 5 past 5, she'll be back this evening at 20 to 7. Ben McCree's off at 7:45 this evening. There is fog on the mountain road. And look out also in Port St Mary, Luthwaite's Way and Victoria Road, both closed to vehicles. There's a partial parking suspension on Bayview Road and the junction with Luthwaite Way. The Portown Road in Peel's got a 50-mile-an-hour speed limit between the junction with the A3 Castletown to Ramsey Road at Bullig Bridge. The 30-mile-an-hour speed limit signs at the Peel Town boundary. They're putting in new signage on the approach to Peel. Corderbridge Road in Douglas, nighttime closures on at the moment till 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. They're resurfacing the road and bringing the footpath up to the level of the new curbstones. In Ramsey, Glen Elphin Road has got a parking suspension for nearby construction. And also South Prom in Douglas, the footways adjacent on the eastern and western sides of the prom are closed, parking suspended on the adjacent portion of the prom. They're refurbishing and rebuilding the RNLI lifeboat station for the new lifeboat.
Quayside Tyres use Xmas to sanitise all vehicles and is available for your home or workplace. For tyre requirements, we can come to your drive or workplace with no call-out charge during the circuit break or arrange collection and return. Call 66 4417.
And back to sport. The start of the island's 21-day circuit lockdown means more disruption to Manx football. Here's Manx Radio's football correspondent, Tony Mappin.
Last week, it was last-minute information that we received at the headquarters, and we had to act quickly. And I'm glad to say that the players, the officials, the referees, everybody accepted what was going on, and we just stopped football completely, junior league as well. But now we just wait and see. It's that sort of game that we have to look at now. It's 3 weeks lockdown, and then we need to get permission from the English FA to recommence again. And if that is granted, which I have to say, Wembley have got so much respect with our government's decisions, that that hopefully will be allowed, and then we can restart the football again. And we have had the season extended now from the English FA to June. Jersey have started up again, so hopefully with the brighter weather we'll get some good football games.
Well, you mentioned the season being extended there. Are you confident you will get all those fixtures in by June?
Well, we've been there before. If you remember the big flood a few years ago, we were up to 200 odd fixtures, and we had to be finished by the end of May for TT. We haven't got that this time, but I would hope so. If we need to tweak with the fixtures along the way, we'll do that. But at the moment, we just don't know, Sean, what's going on. But what's important as a governing body, that we make sure that those people that want to play football have the opportunity. And to be honest with you, no one's going on holiday or anything. So I think sport plays a massive part in anyone's life if they're interested in what they do.
The minister in charge of transport criticised the Road Traffic Licensing Committee for putting the brakes on a service that would, he claims, benefit rural areas of the Isle of Man. Tim Baker was asked in Keys about the demand-responsive transport service trialled in 2018. The bus route will be determined by demand. Mr Baker says plans have hit a brick wall.
From the department's point of view, wishing to develop improved public transport services, the department is being put in a very difficult position by the lack of decision-making by the Road Transport Licensing Committee, who have had the application, as I've already announced, under consideration since the application was made in the summer of 2019. They normally ask for 3 clear months to consider an application. Almost 2 years on, we are still awaiting their determination. Quite why that is the case is will be known to the Road Transport Licensing Committee, but is not known to myself. From my department's point of view, we simply wish to improve public transport services across the island and deliver better value for the taxpayers of the Isle of Man. We have to explore new ways of delivering service to better meet the needs of the citizens of the Isle of Man. And we believe that the proposition which has been explained in the licence application recently made to the Road Transport Licensing Committee will enhance public transport services, particularly in the west and central parts of the island, and will go quite some way to delivering a more personalised public service for citizens in that area.
It is lockdown day one, and with every new development in the COVID battle comes a statement from the Chief Minister, and with it the chance for MHKs to put their own views and grumble. So here are Julie Edge, Claire Christian, Jason Morehouse, Laurie Hooper, Bill Shimmins, Captain Paul Quine, and first, Rob Collister.
It's a shame that we haven't got enough people vaccinated to prevent this lockdown, and if only we're a couple of months down the road, it might have been different.
Mr. Speaker, would the Chief Minister agree with me that a major transmission threat exists by such as ground handling personnel at Ronaldsway and landsmen in the service of steam packets who have the potential to contract the virus by virtue of their occupation?
There's been far too much self-contractulation and complacency. Why are people waiting longer to be vaccinated than their counterparts in England, Scotland, Wales, Jersey and Guernsey?
He mentioned in his statement and in response to an earlier question that he's not certain, and that we can't be certain whether these cases, this cluster, links to the steam packet case from a few weeks ago. The Chief Minister has also mentioned there's been an investigation into what exactly happened there and what went wrong. Is the Chief Minister prepared to commit to publishing the details of that investigation?
Again, this morning, too many people were left waiting for information. I feel to be in a privileged position of hearing things at 9 o'clock and also being able to work virtually. But too many people on the island have not had this opportunity.
Would the Chief Minister advise when will the COVID-19 symptoms list on the Isle of Man government website be updated with the more detailed symptoms list, which is currently being used by other jurisdiction government websites, for example, Guernsey?
People in schools, workers who are going to continue to have to go into schools to accept key workers' children, are they going to be tested? Are they going to be vaccinated? And are the children going to be tested to make sure they're not being put into a situation where staff who are then working with very vulnerable, who have been vaccinated, third sector carers have been vaccinated, but these school employees haven't.
The voices of your politicians. An update is back tomorrow evening at 5:30. Stay at home, stay safe. I'll see you tomorrow.